From WIPR in Baltimore, I'm Tom Hall, and this is Choral Arts Classics. Tonight on Choral Arts Classics, a conversation about vocal music and worship with three acclaimed musicians who perform a wide variety of choral and vocal music in the context of weekly liturgies at three of Baltimore's most historic congregations. Michael Britt is the minister of music at Brown Memorial Park Avenue Presbyterian Church in Bolton Hill. Cantor Tom King is the cantor at Bethel Congregation in Pikesville. And Henry Lowe is the organist and director of music at the Church of the Redeemer, an Episcopalian congregation in North Baltimore. They'll join me in a moment to talk about their work and the great musical traditions in the Christian and Jewish faiths. Hello again, and thanks for joining us for Choral Arts Classics. I'm Tom Hall, the music director of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society and the culture editor for Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on 88.1 WIPR. So glad you could be with us tonight, as we have done for the past 12 years on the last Tuesday night of the month. From September through April, we get together and we listen to and talk about great choral and vocal music, and we sample some recordings and live performances of the Choral Arts Society and other groups. And as always, I appreciate your tuning in and joining us. So before we welcome our guests to the broadcast, I'd like to share with you three different musical settings of a liturgical text from the Catholic tradition. Ubi caritas et amor, Deus ibi est, means where charity and love are, Deus ibi est, God is. It's a text that has inspired composers from the Renaissance to the current day. We're going to hear the Choral Arts full chorus first sing a setting by the French composer Maurice Durufle. That'll be followed by the Ubi Caritas text set to music by a composer who lives in San Francisco named David Conti. And finally, we'll hear a setting of the same words set to music by the Norwegian composer Ola Yelo. Three a cappella choral takes on Ubi Caritas, featuring the Choral Arts full chorus on Choral Arts Classics. On 88.1 WYPR, it's Choral Arts Classics. I'm Tom Hall. We've started the proceedings tonight with a recording of a live performance of three motets, all of which are settings of the same liturgical text, Ubi Caritas et Amor, where charity and love is, God is. We've heard a setting by Maurice Duruflet, the French composer, followed by music of David Conti, and finally a motet on the same words by the Norwegian composer Ola Yelo. These performances featured the Choral Arts Full Chorus and a concert that took place in March of last year at the Towson United Methodist Church. It's now my pleasure to welcome to the program three dear friends and colleagues. I've been lucky to have the opportunity to perform with each of these guys on several occasions over the years, and I'm looking forward to our conversation tonight about the work that they do as musicians in the context of worship. Michael Britt is the minister of music at Brown Memorial Park Avenue Presbyterian Church. Cantor Tom King is the cantor at Bethel Congregation, and Henry Lowe is the organist and director of music at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer on Charles Street in North Baltimore. It's great to see everybody. Welcome.
Good to see you, Tom.
So, Henry, let me start with you. Give us a job description for what you do up at the Church of the Redeemer.
I'm responsible for providing music for all liturgies, and that entails meeting with clergy and our staff to plan music that is congruent with the lectionary, the text of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm responsible for training three choirs. I've got a little children's choir, ages 5 through 7, and they learn stuff by rote. I've got a youth choir, ages 8 through, as long as they stay. I've got some 14-year-olds now, mm-hmm. sing pretty well. And then my adult choir, I have 50 in my adult choir, 6 paid choristers. They sing pretty much every Sunday for the main 10 o'clock service.
And how many services do you yourself play?
Yeah, I play an 8 o'clock service and a 10 o'clock service.
But the adult choir sings only at the 10 o'clock
Only at
service.
The 10. We don't have a choir at 8 o'clock. Nobody sings at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Thankfully. That's right. We can all praise God for that. Right? And the youth choir and the children's choir, do they sing when they've got
the
repertoire
choir,
under
the youth
their
choir
belt?
Sings twice a month, mm-hmm. and the little junior choir sings once a month.
Yeah, so they're pretty busy.
They're pretty busy. And then we have a special concert series. We do some kind of a special musical program every month from October through May.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's choral evensong. Sometimes it's a concert with orchestra, which is we're getting ready now to do the Bruckner E minor Mass. Mm. With winds.
So these are separate from
these are separate.
Liturgies.
These are, yeah, these are afternoon, Sunday afternoon concerts and yeah. presentations.
So that's a lot of music. You're plowing through a lot of pages.
Yeah, well, especially considering that the choir is mostly volunteers, it's a pretty hard-working bunch.
Sure.
But we love making great music, and that's what brings us all together. It's not any different from what anybody else does at this table.
Yeah, sure. And Tom King, that sounded like a fairly familiar description of duties. Is it similar for you up at Bethel?
I would say it's pretty much the same, with the one difference that I do all the singing. As the cantor, I officiated all the services, Shabbat services, holiday services, some weekday services as well as special services. I do have a choir. I officiate on Shabbat morning and holidays with an organ, our wonderful organist, Bruce Eicher, sometimes ably assisted by Michael Britt, who mm-hmm. is sitting here also. And our choir, which we have an adult and children's choir. Our adult choir does not sing regularly at services. They're more of a special events choir. They sing for the high holidays. They sing for we do concerts, we do a cabaret, we do a Purim spiel that we're working on that's coming up soon. They also go out in the community and sing for holidays. They sing at nursing homes and at special occasions also. Mm-hmm. So they keep pretty busy, but they don't perform on a regular basis at Shabbat services. Our kids' choir is sort of the same way. We sing, we take them out to sing for nursing homes during the holidays, and we take them out they're also performing for the Purim spiel, and they sing for school events and those types of occasions. We also do special services. We were talking earlier about our Island Shabbat, where the Catonsville High School Steel Band comes with Jim Wharton, and we do the entire service with Steel Band, which is really quite a wonderful event.
Yeah.
It's quite a special time, and everybody comes. It's usually in January. People come and
right when people are thinking about the warm islands of the Caribbean.
Those who can't get away
yeah.
come to Bethel, and we wear Hawaiian shirts and shorts and sandals, and we've seen the occasional grass skirt and coconut bra. in the congregation as well. And we, you know, basically we try to bring the service alive for people as much as possible while maintaining a kind of traditional atmosphere of the service.
So, Michael Britt, I attend Brown Memorial Park Avenue Presbyterian Church. It's been a while since I've seen any coconut bras there, that's for sure. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about the music program in Bolton Hill?
Well, Brown is just a wonderful place to be. Now, we only have one service on Sunday morning, but the interesting thing about Brown is that even though it's a small congregation of about 300 members, we have six performing groups and ensembles that provide music for worship. Our chancel choir, which is a semi-professional choir, sings every week.
By semi-professional, we mean that there are certain folks who are paid.
Yes.
And those tend to be folks that have a lot of training, a lot of experience.
Correct. We have seven paid singers and about 30-some volunteers. So we have about 40 when they're all there. And we have a children's choir and a handbell choir, which are directed by some wonderful people in a chancel choir. We also have a woman's ensemble and a men's ensemble that specialize in gospel, spiritual, blues, that genre that they sing throughout the year on special occasions. And we just started an instrumental ensemble made up of youth and adults who are incredibly proficient at musical instruments, and they played this past Sunday, and we had as many as 14 or 15 play. Well, we call it the instrumental ensemble because it come up with the Brown Symphony Orchestra, but there's already a BSO, so we have to come up with another name. So it's a wonderfully talented congregation in all respects.
Great. Well, we have recordings tonight to sample from all three of your institutions. Michael, we're going to start with you. Tell us about this piece, I Am the Vine. This is a piece, I guess, that you commissioned from a fellow named Alfred Fedek. Tell us about that piece and how it came about.
Right. When I came to Brown, I'm very passionate about new music and getting new music into the church. And Al Fedek has been a good friend of mine for many years. He serves as Minister of Music at Westminster Presbyterian in Albany, New York, and was the editor, one of the editors of the New Hymnal. And we decided that we wanted to have a number of anthems commissioned based on the texts of our very famous Tiffany Windows. He chose that text, I Am the Vine, and wrote that piece, which we premiered in May of 2013, along with four other anthems that Sunday.
Terrific. Well, let's give it a listen. This is music by Alfred Fedek, features the Chancel Choir of Brown Memorial Church, baritone solos Christian Waugh, and Michael Britt, you are at the organ in this performance.
Actually, I'm conducting this work, Dr. John Walker, a minister of music emeritus at Brown.
Mm-hmm. He's playing. Wonderful
player. He will be the organ. Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Music of Alfred Fedek here on Choral Arts Classics. Thank you. Music by Alfred Fedak, performed here by the Chancel Choir of Brown Memorial Park Avenue Presbyterian Church. Christian Waugh was the baritone soloist. This recording from a performance at Brown Memorial Church in Bolton Hill back in May of 2013. Michael Britt, the director of music there, conducted, and John Walker, the excellent organist, accompanied the choir and soloist. Michael Britt, by the way, is here in the studio with me, along with cantor Tom King from Beth El Congregation and Henry Lowe, who's the director of music at the Church of the Redeemer. You're listening to Choral Arts Classics on 88.1 WIPR. I'm Tom Hall. Tom King, as a cantor in the Jewish tradition, you are actually part of the clergy there.
Yes, absolutely.
Along with the rabbis. And that's a little bit different from Henry and Michael, mm-hmm. who are not, they don't preach and they don't preside at, weddings and that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit, your relationship with the rabbis there, and it's a big rabbinical staff of wonderful, wonderful folks. What is that relationship like? How do you work together?
All right, well, when people think of a cantor, they usually think of the cantor in a church who basically leads the singing in the service, which is what I do. But I'm also a member of the clergy. I'd say I'm on an equal footing as far as what I can do with the rabbis. Of course, the rabbis have their expertise and I have mine. So they're the ones that people tend to come to with their questions about, Jewish law, things like that, which I can answer, but might not have the same expertise as they have in those areas. But as far as weddings, funerals, and all those kind of events, I can do all that also.
Sure.
And I do quite often, either with them or separately. A big Jewish tradition is that the cantor is also a composer who writes a lot of the music for the service. Most of the music that we do in the weekly services on Shabbat, for instance, with the organ, I composed or at least arranged to fit my own voice, mainly because, I couldn't find anybody who had the same type of voice as I do. So I had to write my own music.
And that's quite a bit of music to compose. So you're not only performing and, directing the other ensembles, but you're composing this stuff. Well, and we're going to hear one of your compositions a little bit later, but that's a big job.
Well, our service is about 2 hours long, mm-hmm. On Shabbat morning, and I would say at least half of that is music. So that's a lot of that is my own work, and a lot of it is traditional music also.
Mm-hmm. And Henry Lowe from Church of the Redeemer, we're going to hear a piece that you commissioned in a little bit, a fellow named James Whitborn. But there's, in addition to the choirs that you have that you're in charge of and that you're working with and all the playing that you do, there's even more music going on at Church of the Redeemer.
Yeah, we have a what we call a contemporary group. It's directed by Robert Crystal, who is well-versed and well-trained in gospel, jazz, contemporary Christian music. And he's got a lead group of singers, 8 to 10 singers. And they do a service every Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then one Sunday a month, they're also at the 10 o'clock service, the main service.
Yeah.
So it gives us a little more breadth in terms of style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here we've got Caribbean music at Bethel. We've got, jazz and gospel at Church of the Redeemer and Michael Britt. I mean, there is a tendency, and there has been a trend for quite a number of years now, for the musical palette to be very wide in worship situations throughout denominations.
Absolutely. And I think with Brown, also it's because they have so many missions and so many outreaches to different places in the world. I mean, the Dakotas, North South Dakota, the Dakota Indian tribe, El Salvador. So our worship tends to reflect when we're celebrating those missions. So we try to, reflect that musically through our hymns and through some of the anthems that the choir does.
Sure. And it's important then that it sounds like, Tom, that the three of you really spend a lot of time sort of very specifically orienting the music to whatever the worship situation calls for. The readings for that day, the perhaps even the sermon that the rabbi is going to preach, something like that. I mean, you're paying very close attention to what's going on.
Absolutely.
In the non-musical part of it.
Right. Right now, I'm arranging a bunch of Elvis Presley songs because we're doing a Purim spiel based on, telling the story of Purim in a sort of funny way, and with the King Ahasuerus being King Ahasuelvis. And we do the entire story to Elvis Presley songs.
Yeah, fun. And Henry Lowe, of course, there are going to be some folks in your congregation
who have no interest at all in going to the jazz or gospel contemporary service, and others who, frankly, aren't going to have much interest in coming to the service that you're playing that's more traditional, right? So you really yep. you need to accommodate all the constituents.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's one of the, you know, in terms of the vision of our parish is to, you know, try to have some breadth to the styles. And yeah, some like one more than the other. We, a couple Sundays ago, we did a jazz mass to bring us to the end of the season of Epiphany. And it was a New Orleans style. And, you know, people really do like it. It's, and we had great instrumentalists, and it's a lot of fun and helps us to end the season of Epiphany.
Okay, so Henry, let's listen to a piece that you did the American premiere of. It's called The Song of Simeon. It's by a fellow from England named James Whitborn. Tell us about this piece and how you came to know it.
I really came to know it very much by happenstance. I ordered a recording by a group in England called the Millennium Youth Choir. And the CD is filled with lots and lots of new music. And this James Whitborn piece, his Magnificat in Nunc Dimittis, the Nunc Dimittis being the Song of Simeon, was on this recording. And boy, I was just attracted to it immediately. So wrote the publisher, got the music, and we learned it. And then I learned that it hadn't been done in the United States before. So I was just...
But he was delighted, too.
Yeah, he was. Mr. He was delighted. Yeah.
All right, so it's scored for choir, for organ, and viola. You're conducting this performance. And again, John Walker, our very good friend, who was playing on the last recording we heard at Brown Memorial Church, has now moved up the road to Redeemer. He's the organist, and there's a violist in this recording as well, Osman Kivrak. So Henry Lowe, again, conducting the Church of the Redeemer Choir. Music by James Whitborn. This is The Song of Simeon on Choral Arts Classics. On 88.1 WYPR, it's Choral Arts Classics, music by the English composer James Whitbourne for chorus, viola, and organ. John Walker played the organ in this performance with the choir of the Church of the Redeemer here in Baltimore. The violist was Osman Kivrak. Henry Lowe, the director of music at the Church of the Redeemer, conducted this performance, which took place in November of 2014 at the church. I'm Tom Hall. Henry Lowe joins me this evening along with cantor Tom King from Beth El Congregation in Pikesville and Michael Britt of the Brown Memorial Park Avenue Presbyterian Church in Bolton Hill. We're talking about the role of music in liturgy in both the Christian and Jewish traditions. That was beautiful. Thank you, sir, for Henry, for bringing that by. I really appreciate that. Talk about a little bit, Michael, about your job, not as necessarily a composer. You're not composing the way that Tom King does for his service, but you do a lot of extemporization and improvisation at the organ, which is kind of composing on the spot. But that's a skill that, as an organist and music director in a church, you really need to be pretty good at.
Most people, of course, know that I'm a theater organist. And if truth be told, I was doing that at a young age, long before I got into church music.
And, in other words, playing the organ while films were being screened.
Exact, silent film accompanying, and just that whole theater organ style. And mm-hmm. I was very involved in doing musical theater and playing in jazz groups. And I really found having that experience was incredibly helpful in church music, especially, you know, when you're having to improvise interludes between verses of hymns. Or again, when you're working with groups that are doing jazz and gospel that are based on improvisation, where you have to create on the spot. And I just found that that background was incredibly helpful.
Sure.
So I there's not a week that goes by that I don't utilize that in some way or form.
Sure. And Henry, give us some examples of instances in the service where you would have to just make something up and play not from printed music that you've rehearsed, but stuff that you've got to just concoct on the spot.
Yeah, the practical side of it is usually during a hymn. It'll be a processional hymn when everybody's either coming in or going out and the music doesn't quite cover the train. So, you improvise a few bars between a couple verses. And the other place where improvisation a lot is during the communion, when the distribution of the elements, and I usually improvise on one of the hymns of the day or something that's seasonally thematic. And
you just have some music while people are walking up to take communion and coming back to their pews.
That's right.
And Tom King, in the Shabbat services and the services that you're doing at Bethel, do you have much flexibility, from week to week and over the course of a liturgical year?
Well, I will quite often within a service do an improvised version of something that's written down. I mean, the words are always the same, so you'll sometimes change it depending on your mood. Henry's story reminded me of High Holidays. We have something similar to communion where people come up to the Ark during the final service for Yom Kippur. And I was getting to the end of the service and I looked down and the line was still extending down into the congregation of people who wanted to come up. So I had to take the
music.
Sim Shalom and turn it into a 15-minute meditation of repeating words and going back and sort of meditative stuff. So it's a similar type thing. I don't have to do it quite often as organists do, and I also only have to worry about one part. I don't have to worry about two hands.
Yeah. So that's why you're known as the Jerry Garcia of Jewish music, right?
Exactly.
The Grateful Dead, you know, jam band.
Well, we actually have done Grateful Dead music. Our rabbi, as you probably know, Rabbi Steve Schwartz is a huge Grateful Dead fan.
Yeah.
So we have been known to do Grateful Dead melodies in our service.
You certainly are known for mixing it up, and that's great. We all applaud that. So Henry Lowe, I want to talk to you a little bit about the difficult time that the Episcopal Church has been going through with the indictment of Heather Cook, the suffragan bishop. That must have had a very chilling and difficult effect on your congregation. And as part of the staff, you know, you working with the clergy, you're also without a rector now, you're in between rectors. It's got to be a difficult time, and I wonder if you think that music and the solidity of the service can help be a sort of anchor for people as they're trying to grapple with this very difficult situation.
Yeah, my hope always is that music feeds the soul and the spirit in all kinds of times, difficult and good times. But yeah, right now, especially during an interim, which we are, music is a stabilizing force in the parish. We're blessed right now to have an interim rector who just loves great music. So we're having a wonderful, wonderful time. Mm-hmm. He seems to like just about everything we do and just would like more and more of it. And, yeah, the Heather Cook thing has been really tough because that service, I planned the music for that service and worked with her. And the choir just put everything they had, came back.
This is
the
her, the service
summer.
Of her installation.
The service of, yeah, her consecration. So it's been a very, very difficult time. And where everybody just continues to try to work through it and understand as best they can what's going on.
And, but of course, it's
tough.
Terrible time for the, you know, Palermo family as well, obviously.
Oh.
And, you know, it's just very hard to take in, you know, even weeks and months after it's occurred. But Michael Britt, it's not always the case that the church musician or the synagogue musician gets along with the clergy. I mean, there are many, many famous stories of, you know, the tension between the clergy and musicians. I mean, we all know them. We've all heard them, you know, and I'm not in church music, but, you know, perhaps you've all, you know, lived through them. But it really is a very important element that the dynamic, and it happens to be a very good dynamic, I happen to know, between you and Andrew Foster Connors, the pastor at Brown Memorial Church. If that chemistry isn't right, it can really be tough.
Absolutely. I am the luckiest organist in the world. Both our pastors are just terrific and really see the need for incredible communication and planning together all our worship services. And I'm very actually proud to say that both Andrew Foster Connors, our senior pastor, and myself have been invited to speak at a seminary in Texas in June about how to make that relationship work. Mm-hmm. And people heard about what we were doing. So I'm very, very proud and honored to do that.
Great. Well, Tom King, I promised folks that we were going to hear one of your original compositions. This is a piece that I was very delighted to conduct when we did a concert.
Beautifully, I might add.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll slip you a 20 when we're done. but tell us about, this is a setting that you did for chorus and orchestra of Psalm 23.
Right. It was a prelude, actually, to our Bloch Sacred Service. And I actually composed it in memory of my father, who had died the year before. And I was glad my mother was able to come to the performance, and it was really something that was very meaningful to me.
Well, it's a beautiful piece, as folks are about to find out. Music of Cantor Tom King, his setting of Psalm 23 for chorus and orchestra. I'm Tom Hall, conducting the Choral Arts Chorus and Orchestra here on Choral Arts Classics. on Choral Arts Classics music by one of my guests this evening, cantor Tom King from Bethel Congregation. That was his setting of Psalm 23 for chorus and orchestra. The Choral Arts Full Chorus and Orchestra performed this setting in Hebrew from a concert we gave at Bethel Congregation back in April of 2006. I'm Tom Hall. I conducted the performance. Tom King joins me in the studio tonight along with our colleagues Henry Lowe from the Church of the Redeemer and Michael Britt, the minister of music at Brown Memorial Presbyterian Church in Bolton Hill. It's a beautiful piece. Every time I hear it, I'm glad we got a chance to do it.
Thank you. And you, as I said, you did it. You and your choir did a beautiful, beautiful job.
Well, we loved it. Yeah. And then after that, we gave a performance of The Sacred Service, a big piece for chorus and orchestra and baritone solos, where you are our feature solos. And we're going to get a chance to hear a little bit of that a little bit later. But Michael Britt, let's talk about some of the extra things you have going on at Brown Memorial Church. You've got this Tiffany series. You mentioned the Tiffany Windows earlier in the program. And there's a whole concert series that you've named after Tiffany.
It's been in place for a number of years, and it's not only a series of concerts, but guest speakers. I mean, last year we had Bishop Gene Robinson, we've had Harry Belafonte, and we have secular and pop artists as well.
Right. So it's coming up on the 22nd of March, you've got a beatboxer, a friend of mine, good guy, named Shodake, mm-hmm. and a singer and songwriter named Safi. She plays sort of folk and blues and stuff, and they will be presenting a joint program in the church on the Tiffany series. It's 3 o'clock on Sunday, March 22nd. And a little before that, Tom King, up at Bethel, you mentioned about this Purim celebration, Purim, a holiday that occurs, I guess, on the 5th of March. And then on Wednesday, the 4th, you'll do a thing. What can people expect at that?
Well, we'll be reading the Megillah, which is the scroll of Esther, the story of Esther. And interspersed between the readings, we have this Purim spiel, which is a humorous play based on the Purim story with all the with the Elvis Presley music. This is mm-hmm. our Elvis-themed, and we'll have a party afterwards, and of course we'll have an Elvis impersonator.
And folks will be in costumes for this. And
dressed. People come dressed up in all different crazy ways.
Right.
It's a little bit like a combination of Halloween and Mardi Gras.
Yeah. And Henry, you mentioned that you do a number of extra things outside of the liturgies that you perform at, but your choir is going to be doing a big piece by Anton Bruckner on the 22nd of March, same day as the Shodake concert, but it's a couple of hours later. So folks who want to catch Brown Memorial in the afternoon can head up to Redeemer at 5 o'clock. Tell us about that concert.
Yeah, we're doing three of the Bruckner a cappella motets. And then the women of the chorus are going to do a piece by Karg Ehlert, the Fugue, Canzona, and Epilogue. And the centerpiece, though, is the Mass number 2, which is typical Bruckner. It's just big, big, and bigger. And it's a wonderful work with 16 brass and winds accompanying. We're working hard. These concerts are free and open to the public, and we welcome anybody to show up who like to hear some Bruckner.
Yeah, and all three spaces, Church of the Redeemer, Bethel, and Brown Memorial and Bolton Hill, beautiful spaces in which to hear music and to get the acoustics and beautiful settings. So great. Well, it's really been fun seeing everybody. Henry Lowe, Tom King, and Michael Britt, thank you all for coming, and really appreciate it. It's good to see
you. Thank you, Tom.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to finish up our musical offerings this evening with some music by Ernest Bloch from his Sacred Service. This is the Choral Arts Full Chorus and Orchestra, who were joined by cantor Tom King as the baritone soloist in this excerpt from Bloch's large concert work. This is the second part, the Kedusha. This is music by Bloch here on Choral Arts Classics. Shem shem akdishim aso bishemem alam kakasut al yad nebiyecha Thank you. Music of Ernest Bloch, a rousing excerpt from his Sacred Service. Cantor Tom King from the Bethel Congregation in Pikesville was the baritone soloist. I conducted the Choral Arts Full Chorus and Orchestra in a live performance from April 2006 at Bethel. I'm Tom Hall, and that'll do it for this edition of Choral Arts Classics. Coming up next month on the program, a conversation with Eric Whitaker, one of the most prominent choral musicians on the scene today. His music is performed around the world, and he conducts numerous concerts around the globe as well each season. We'll talk about his music and his career, and we'll listen to some performances of his music by the Choral Arts Full Chorus and Orchestra. Eric Whitaker, he's my guest next month, March 31st, here on Choral Arts Classics. The Choral Arts Chamber Chorus is in concert this weekend. We'll be at Our Lady of the Angels Chapel on the campus of the Charlestown Retirement Community Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll be performing music by Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven, as well as some new music by some of America's most imaginative composers. And then in April, the Choral Arts Full Chorus and Orchestra will be featured in a program examining the role of music in advocating for peace. Our Quest for Peace concert will feature music by Rafe Vaughan Williams, his wonderful cantata Dona Nobis Pacem. We'll also perform a piece by the same name, by the Latvian composer Peteris Vasks. In addition, we'll present the Mid-Atlantic premiere of a new motet by Jake Runstedt and an anthem about peace by the great Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Soprano Huna Yu and baritone Robert Cantrell will join the full chorus and orchestra on Sunday afternoon, April 26th, at Krauser Auditorium on the campus of Goucher College in Towson. And after the concert, we'll have a choral conversation with Chick Dombach, who has worked as an international advocate for peaceful solutions to conflicts all over the world. So I hope you'll join us to listen to some beautiful musical meditations on peace and to talk about peace building. For information about tickets to any of our concerts, you can visit us on the web at baltimorechoralarts.org or give us a call, 410-523-7070. And also, when you visit baltimorechoralarts.org, you can order Choral Arts CDs, including Christmas at America's First Cathedral and a recording with jazz legend Dave Brubeck. Again, for information about upcoming concerts or to purchase CDs, please come to baltimorechoralarts.org or give us a buzz at 410-523-7070. I'm Tom Hall for WIPR and the Baltimore Choral Arts Society. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next month on Choral Arts Classics.